Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 13th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Scalability of ES Gold Corp, CSE, OTQB, ESAUF. Tailings model represents profitable mining approach throughout the Americas. Sustainable mining company ES Gold, OTCAUF, is expanding its tailings cleanup operation in Quebec to potentially generate revenue at similar sites across the Americas. ES Gold is nearing completion of facilities for tailings recovery at an abandoned operation, aiming to generate up to $350 million over the next decade. The company plans to recover gold and silver from the tailings while exploring other mineralization for concentrate. This strategy will fund future exploration for untapped reserves without large capital raises. ES Gold is also constructing production facilities at its Eastern Canada site and exploring other sites for recovery and revenue generation in North and South America.
Wint ranks number 1748 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Wint has been ranked number 748 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. This prestigious ranking highlights successful independent businesses, with past honorees including Microsoft and Oracle. Wint CEO Alon Giva emphasized the importance of smart water management in buildings to prevent costly leaks and environmental impact. The Inc. 5000 honorees, facing economic challenges, have shown remarkable growth with a median three-year revenue growth rate of 1,052%. Wint, a leading water management solution, has prevented over 10,000 water incidents in 2025 alone, saving 2 billion gallons of water and reducing 30,000 metric tons of carbon emissions. The company will be celebrated at the 2025 Inc. 5000 conference and gala in October. 22 and brand named to Inc. 5000 for second straight year, posting 298% growth over 3 years. 22 and brand, a leading full-service clean tech marketing firm, has been named to the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing companies for the second consecutive year. With a remarkable 298% growth over the past 3 years, the agency was also recognized among the top 150 fastest-growing companies in Florida-based companies and advertising, marketing, and PR companies categories. Founder and CEO Nathan Rosenstein expressed gratitude for the honor, emphasizing the agency's commitment to guiding clients through challenges in the clean energy sector. Serving as the agency of record for over 100 brands in clean tech and renewable energy, 22 and Brand offers strategic marketing solutions to boost market perception and brand equity in the clean tech sector.
EPA terminates Biden-era solar energy program worth $7 billion. The EPA has terminated a $7 billion solar energy program, Solar for All, created under President Joe Biden to help low-income households. The program aimed to support over 900,000 homes with projects like rooftop solar systems. Industry firms like PowerBank Corporation are affected by this decision. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, offering various services to reach target markets and enhance corporate communications. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.